Thank you for listening to this special presentation of Weird News from Odyssey's Something Offbeat. Over the years, video games have evolved from the simple joys of Pong to arcade specialties like Galaga, and then to elaborate, immersive experiences on Xbox and PlayStation. Now they're changing again, and not necessarily in exciting or awe-inspiring ways. Artificial intelligence is actually partially to blame for this. That's what ABC tech reporter Mike Dubusky explained in a recent interview with Odyssey station WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo.
Is Xbox going away, Mike?
No, not at this point, but they are announcing some pretty significant layoffs. According to Microsoft, they're laying off about 4,800 people starting this week. 1,600 of them are in the Xbox division. And what's more, over the next fiscal year, they're going to be laying off 1,600 more Xbox employees, for a total about 3,200 employees that are going to be let go. That comes in addition to the company announcing that they're going to spin off some of their game studios, the basically divisions of Microsoft that build some of their proprietary games. Some of those studios are going to go back to being independent outfits. Some of them are going to go back to their original owners. However, they do say that the games that are on the schedule that gamers might be anticipating are still going to come out on time. Overall, these cuts amount to a little over 2% of Microsoft and about 20% of the Xbox team. And guys, this matters to a lot of people. A lot of people play video games. Over 190 million Americans play video games. 78% of U.S. households have at least one gaming device in them, at least they did in the last 12 months or so. So this impacts a huge swath of people. And what's more, it's also a really big economic driver. In 2023, the U.S. video game industry supported about 350,000 jobs and contributed nearly $66 billion to the U.S. GDP.
Wow. So what do all these cuts then mean for the gaming industry?
Well, in the short term, it means that things are getting more expensive and they're likely to continue to do so. So with fewer people on board, that's going to stretch teams even thinner, and that's going to lead to, you know, more costs going up for the consumer, right? It comes as Xbox says that prices for its game consoles are going up by as much as $150 in some cases. PlayStation also announcing similar price increases over the last several months. Nintendo also raising prices on the Switch 2, which is a super popular console for them. So this is really impacting more than just Xbox. This cuts across the entire gaming industry. And it all goes back to this memory shortage. I sound like a broken record often, but this ongoing shortage in computer memory that is out there is driving up these costs and leading to a lot of these cuts at these companies because they're just stretched so thin. The short version of this story is that AI companies like OpenAI and Anthropic and Google and Microsoft themselves are buying up computer memory in order to run and build the AI models that are out there. Things like ChatGPT and, in Microsoft's case, Copilot, they require really powerful computers. That means RAM, random access memory, that means memory. So that leaves less memory for the rest of the consumer tech space. Last week, we talked about how Apple is raising prices, Xbox also raising prices. Interestingly enough, if you go back about a year, the gaming industry was kind of the canary in the coal mine here. Gamers like to build their own gaming PCs, and they said, well, hey, I need memory in order to do that. They said, hey, this is starting to get kind of expensive if you paid attention to certain forums around that time. Now it's starting to impact the kind of more mainstream outfits like Xbox, PlayStation, and others.
Not the only big gaming news over the last week or so since we last talked to you, Mike. What PlayStation was announcing that they're doing away with the actual physical disc that you put into the machine. And I immediately thought of, well, what does this do for all those used game stores that you see all around here? Are they going to be able to do anything at all in the near future? What do you make of this?
Yeah, so PlayStation announcing that they are going to be phasing out the physical disc collection. That's going to happen within the next year and a half or so. So starting in 2028, when you go to buy a PlayStation game, it's going to be a digital code, right? And we've already started to see the gaming industry really move in this direction. In fact, 95% of video games were purchased digitally last year, while 5% were physical purchases. Now, that does make sense in some contexts, right? A lot of the gaming industry is like like the mobile gaming industry, things like Clash of Clans or, you know, the Angry Birds, that type of thing, the stuff that you download onto your phone. There's no physical version of that, really. But when we talk about like physical discs in the console space, well, that's a more important, kind of more existential threat to some gamers, right? They're concerned that, hey, what happens if I'm playing a game that might not be especially popular or is maybe a little old or outdated, but I still like it? Well, now PlayStation can basically just pull the plug whenever they want to. They can phase out a digital store where that game exists. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you saved your progress or not, that thing's gone. Whereas in the old world, you had a physical disc that you could basically just play until you ran it into the ground. So this is a concern for gamers who are just hobbyists. It's also a concern for preservationists who are out there. In fact, the Video Game History Foundation has kind of dedicated itself to like preserving this art form, which admittedly is newer than, you know, movies or music or what have you, but it's still, you know, just as lucrative and just as paid attention to as those art forms. They say that about 87% of the games made before 2010 are basically unplayable at this point. There is a real preservation crisis, and you can imagine that now this extra uncertainty in the sort of gaming space motivated by this PlayStation decision is only going to exacerbate that.
That news might make some people listening reach for their favorite fidget toy, either because they're stressed or because those toys are easier on the budget and they'll have to get used to them now that video games are getting more expensive. However, those toys aren't risk-free. While much of the country has been dealing with severe heat this summer, those popular squishy fidget toys have been exploding, yes, exploding in the extreme temperatures, even sending some kids to the hospital and leaving a dangerous, sticky substance in their wake. Dana Wright and Sam Stevie III of the Dana and Parks Show out of Odyssey Station KMBZ in Kansas City discussed this dangerous new development this week.
It's important to me that we help get the word out to any parent or any kid who has gone to the store to purchase a massively popular toy that is now hospitalizing children with severe, excruciating, third-degree burns and worse.
In some cases, so bad they're in a medically induced coma.
It is awful. One of the victims is in Missouri. A 7-year-old girl. Beautiful little girl. So around the world, these brightly colored squishy toys, marketed as harmless sensory gadgets, are hurting kids. They are designed to be squeezed, stretched, and smooshed. They are hugely popular. I want you to look up the teenager who had this thing explode in her dad's car because it was caught on surveillance tape. Behind the viral appeal of these Needo toys, N-E-E-D-O-H, doctors say a dangerous pattern is emerging, one that is sending children and teenagers to the hospital with severe burns amid blood-curdling screams of pain. It has required everything from skin grafts to medically induced comas for treatment. And all it takes for this to occur is for the toys to be frozen, heated, or microwaved. There have been teenagers, as part of some viral social media thing, that have tried to put this gooey thing in the microwave. Don't do that. What terrifies me is that in the case of this 7-year-old, I believe, and certainly in the teenager, it was just in the car. It's July. Into the store with your mom or dad. This Needo squish ball is in the car. They come back to the car. All she did, the teenager, was pick up the ball when she got in the car. Unbeknownst to her, that liquid goo, when it is left in the heat, it boils. It expands and it boils, and then it explodes. And when that goo ends up on a child's skin, it is a disastrous outcome. They contain a natural sugar-based filling that expands rapidly when it gets hot, increasing the internal pressure, and in some cases, it explodes. Now, the manufacturer does say there's a warning on the toy that says do not heat, freeze, or microwave. How many kids leave their toys in the car?
Oh, I mean, you take a kid to the store, they bring a couple toys with them to keep them occupied while you're driving, often encouraged by the parents, you know, so they're not just iPad kids. And what do you do when you get to the store? You leave the toy in the car. And it only takes a few minutes in 90, 100-degree weather to get that car to 140 degrees.
They have seen internal damage. Quoting here from Dr. Michael Cooper, director of the burn unit at Northwell Staten Island University Hospital, children are especially vulnerable because their skin is thinner, more delicate. In a split second, we are seeing significant tissue damage.
So please be careful with your toys in the heat. And thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WWJ News Radio in Detroit, On the Road with Kelly and Bob out of KRLD 1080 in Dallas, WBEN News and Talk in Buffalo, and the Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City. You can find all of these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.